bear with me for a few minutes this morning. I want to talk about the what the Scripture says about perseverance. It's pretty new in the Word because it only appears one time in the New Testament. But it's implied throughout the Scriptures. Turn with me, if you will, to Ephesians 6, verse 18. Ephesians 6, verse 18. He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. The word means persistence, a determination, an ongoing, never-ending focus on the issue at hand. The root word means to be constantly diligent, to adhere closely to or to attend to continually. We can see an example throughout the Scriptures of things that draw us away from God's truth. Things of the world that we live in, and probably the best example is the parable of the sower in Mark 4. Beginning in verse 14, Mark 4, beginning in verse 14. He says, the sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And there are they that likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And there are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things enter in and choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. Things that hinder our perseverance are the things of the world. Affliction, persecution, riches, lust of the things of the world. Throughout the Scriptures, we're encouraged to be consistently diligent and persistent in the truth of God's Word. In John 8, in verse 31, Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. John 8, 31. There's a virtue of steadfastness. The Scriptures continually encourage us to remain steadfast in God's word. In 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 8, 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 8, we read, for now we live if we stand fast in the Lord. In Philippians 4 and verse 1, he says, therefore, my brethren and beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 15:8, he says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And then again in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13, he says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. Perseverance is essential to eternal life. In Matthew 10 and verse 22, he says, "He that endureth to the end shall be saved." And I would interject that the difference between the steadfastness and the perseverance is perseverance has an ending connotation. It's like when the battle is over and you have persevered to the end. But it's more than that, in that it's where you set your principal focus in this life. He says, "He that endureth to the end shall be saved." In Romans 2 and verse 6, he says, "Who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life." Hebrews 10:38 says, "Now the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Our security rests only in Christ in this life. Paul's message in Romans 8, 35, Romans 8, verse 35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecutions, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Our admonition is to know that in 1 Corinthians 9, in verse 24, 1 Corinthians 9, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain." In Hebrews 12, in verse 1, he says, "Therefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sins which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." We can look at an example of this perseverance in Paul's life. In 2 Corinthians 11, in verse 23, he says, "Are they ministers of Christ? I am more. In laborers more abundant, prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Beside these things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care or anxiety for all the churches." In spite of all that Paul had gone through, he was able to say in the end, in 2 Timothy 4, in verse 7, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." God's truth requires perseverance. It requires continuous care in our lives. It requires continuous attention. It requires constant diligence. God's truth requires a daily focus in each of our lives, a determination, a persistence that God's word shall guide your life. If we walk daily in the world, we grow physically older. We grow weaker in physical strength. But in God's spirit, we should grow stronger, more focused on the end. Whatever the trouble this world brings us, we are to persevere, to attend continually to God's truth, to remain focused on the life to come. So we ourselves ask the question, where is our focus, our determination in this life? Are we focused on the spiritual life to come? Are we persistent? Are we continually attending to God's truth in our lives? In closing, in Romans 14, and verse 11, he says, "For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, every tongue shall confess to God. So then everyone shall give account of himself to the Lord." As remember this one word, one time in the scriptures, the connotation that it carries forth in our lives, to persevere in this world and in this life, whatever the troubles and the strife of this world brings upon us, to overcome those and to continually search our lives that we are pleasing to God. The lesson is yours. If we have any of our number that need the prayers of the church, then we stand ready to assist in any way we can.